Good morning, everybody. Welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I'm Cindy Talley, and once again, I have begged Luke to bring back David Fort. Luke, did you get him on the line for us?
You know what? David is standing by, and he is ready to go. I just know he is.
Oh, that's exciting. David, are you there?
I am here. Thanks again, guys, for having me on.
You're so welcome. You know, Luke, I have been so curious about the criteria. How do people get to be one of your hunters on these tournaments, David?
Well, we actually choose our hunters way in advance. It's a fairly long vetting process. We're not actually taking applications at the moment. The best thing folks can do if they're interested is to check in at the website, awapro.com, and we will announce when we're accepting applications. And when we open them up, we'll let folks know.
Now, is it kind of important that I could hit the broadside of a barn? What are the things I need to be able to do?
No, we actually look for guys who are the more the do-it-yourself kind of hunter. We ask a lot of in-depth questions, and we do several interviews with them also, just to discuss their hunting strategies and what kind of hunting they do in general. And we really like the guys, I'm going to give a little bit away here, who are the do-it-yourself folks, the folks who hit public land and hunt hard, you know, not necessarily the guys who go to a paid-for place and let somebody else do their scouting for them. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We all love to do it, but just kind of the folks we're looking for.
Luke, you were talking to me about an upcoming tournament.
Yeah, you know, Cindy, I was visiting with David. I would like to know the places that you're hunting, David. There's the tournaments that are coming up in a matter of weeks, actually. Some of them are. What areas of the country, preserves or lodges, where are you going to be with these tournaments?
Yes, sir, Luke. We are kicking off our season in South Carolina at a place called Roblin's Neck Trophy Club. This is a 14,000 contiguous acre hunting track. And they've been under quality management practices since, I think, 1986. They're right along the Great PD River there in South Carolina, and they've got some great, great deer for that area. We're really excited about hitting Roblin's Neck.
Well, I've heard of that place for years, seen it on the web and all. And then once that tournament is complete, what's next?
Yes, sir. Our next one's going to be in Missouri with State Line Bone Mine Outfitters, just outside of Luray, Missouri. They're in the northeast corner of Missouri, and they've got some great bucks there. Chad Hatfield, the owner of that service, and I have been sending me trail cam photos, and he's got me fired up. I am really jealous of the guys that get to hunt there. It's going to be a great, great spot also.
It'll be a good spot. So that's then I guess next is going to be the final tournament, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. The top qualifiers from each of the first two tournaments will meet to go head-to-head in Kansas. And this is with Rodney Kelly at Kansas Big Buck Outfitters. And Rodney has just a massive amount of acres there in Kansas that he has. I think it's over 10,000 acres he has access to. And so everybody knows what Kansas has to offer. So we could not be more thrilled that that's going to be the home of the AWA Championship.
Awesome. Do you happen to know, David, what area in Kansas that's located?
Southeast Kansas.
Southeast corner.
Southeast
well, man,
Kansas.
I'm excited. I want to follow everything, and then your TV shows that'll start up next summer and then into the fourth quarter on the Pursuit Channel. Folks can have to wait a little while, but we'll be able to see all this on TV, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And folks can keep checking back on the website. We'll be teasing you up big time, trying to show you what's been going on at the events and at the tournaments, and just keep checking in. We'll have new footage up all the time.
And, David, the website, again, I'd like for everybody to maybe jot it down, and it's a very interesting website. What's that?
It is awapro.com. That's awapro.com. And, yes, sir, come check us out. We've got a lot to offer there.
Well, David, we've covered a lot of information the next 3 weeks. I want to thank you for being with us, and I bet you we can get you on again in the near future.
Absolutely. All you got to do is give me a call, and I love getting on the air with you guys, and I really do appreciate you having me on.
Well, thanks very much.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, AHuntingLease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, Lights.com, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.